The indictment of Officer Randall Carrick is significant because of what happened last week when another grand jury decided there wasn't probable cause that Carrick is guilty of voluntary manslaughter and instead asked prosecutors to submit a lesser charge. Carrick shot at 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell a dozen times in mid-September and hit him 10 times. He and two other officers were responding to a report of an early morning break-in, but Farrell was seeking help after wrecking his car. Carrick was the only officer who shot at Farrell. CMPD charged Carrick with voluntary manslaughter less than 24 hours later. Farrell's fiancée has said she believes he was racially profiled. Farrell was black and Carrick is white. So did about 75 other people who protested and prayed outside the government center.
So God, we ask now that you would be with those, oh God, on the grand jury. Lord, we ask now that you would let justice go forth. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Every heart say amen.
Yes. Amen.
To take the life of an unarmed citizen.
Young man.
We don't want to call it racism or white supremacy, but we have to call it for what it is.
Yes.
Next door, inside the courthouse, Carrick's attorney Michael Green tried to block the case from going forward in front of a second grand jury. He accused prosecutors of grand jury shopping. Special Deputy Attorney General Adrian Harris shot back that the motion filed by defense attorneys was a bunch of fluff and that they were running around in circles. Prosecutors said, and Judge Robert Bell agreed, that there is nothing in the state law that prevents the state from resubmitting an indictment. One of the Farrell's family attorneys, Charles Manet, was smiling as he left the courtroom after hearing the judge's decision. And he says he and the Farrell family are relieved that the grand jury decided to indict Carrick on the voluntary manslaughter charge.
We were all surprised by the result of the first grand jury, and I think that they redoubled their efforts to make sure that this time they left nothing to chance.
According to the indictment, the grand jury last week heard from two witnesses, one from CMPD and one from the State Bureau of Investigation. Yesterday, the new grand jury heard from four witnesses. Earlier in the day, Carrick's attorneys also requested Judge Robert Bell issue a gag order for anyone associated with the case. Bell says he can't issue a blanket gag order, but he also has concerns about the publicity surrounding this case. He told the defense attorneys to file a formal motion if they want a gag order. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.